AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is in Rome, the start of his five-day, two-summit visit to Europe. The president, before leaving Washington, announced what he called an historic framework with congressional Democrats on his domestic policy program. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The dollar total is half of what the president originally wanted, about $1.75 trillion worth of social services and climate change programs.
And when paired with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, will truly transform this nation.
The announcement came after he went to the Capitol to lobby divided Democrats.
Let's get this done.
After months of talk, some top priorities like paid family leave were left out.
No one got everything they wanted, including me.
That's frustrated some lawmakers, though the White House believes the slimmed-down package can pass the evenly split Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Facebook changing its company name to Meta.
The word Meta comes from the Greek word meaning beyond.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says beyond includes a virtual computer-generated space.
The next platform and medium will be even more immersive, an embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it. And we call this the metaverse.
The change comes as Facebook deals with revelations about how the company ignored internal reports and warnings of the harms that it has caused. The Justice Department agrees to pay $88 million to the families of the 9 people shot and killed and their survivors of a racist attack at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. A faulty background check allowed Dylan Roof to buy the gun he used in the attack. Attorney Bokhari Sellers explains the significance of $88
million. 88 is steeped in so much white supremacy and hate. And so today we get to give a big, close your ears, Jennifer, a big F you to the white supremacist and racist in this country.
This is AP News. Iowa legislators have passed a bill to allow employees to seek medical and religious exemptions from COVID-19 vaccine mandates, and those who are fired for refusing a vaccine would be guaranteed unemployment benefits. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has opposed government requirements for masks and vaccines, even as COVID-19 killed nearly 7,000 people in the state. And medical science has shown both tools to be effective in reducing the spread of the virus. Some 100 NASA workers and supporters protested against the federal vaccine mandate outside the gates of the Stennis Rocket Testing Facility in Mississippi. Richard Boynton is a private company owner who does business with the facility.
If you want to be vaccinated, go get vaccinated. It's my right as a Mississippian to say if I want to get vaccinated or I don't want.
It's not known how many of the more than 5,000 workers at Stennis are not vaccinated. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.